Welcome to evening prayer this Saturday, 31st of October. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is my strength, my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid of? Though a host encamp against me, my heart shall not be afraid. And though there is rise up war against me, yet will I put my trust in him. One thing I've asked of the Lord, and that alone I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the fair beauty of the Lord and to seek his will in his temple. For in the day of trouble he shall hide me in his shelter, and in the secret place of his dwelling shall he hide me, and set me high upon a rock. Therefore will I offer in his dwelling an oblation with great gladness. I will sing and make music to the Lord, that this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercies come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and to set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. The Lord knows the way of the righteous. Blessed are they who have not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the ways of sinners, nor sat in the assembly of scornful. Their delight is in the law of the Lord, and they meditate on his law day and night. Like a tree planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season, with leaves that do not wither. Whatever they do, it shall prosper. The Lord knows the way of the righteous. As for the wicked, it is not so with them. They are like chaff with the wind blows, where the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked shall not be able, they shall not be able to stand in the judgment, nor the sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows that the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish. The Lord knows the way of the righteous. So Christ, our wisdom, give us delight in your way, that we may bear fruits of patience and peace in the kingdom of righteous for your mercy's sake. Because of their many transgressions, cast them out, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you be glad, and let them sing out their joys forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. Ever. Amen. God's love was revealed among us so that we might live through Jesus. Your salvation is near to those who fear you, that the glory may dwell in our land. Your salvation is near to those who fear you, that the glory may dwell in our land. The mercies and the truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. That glory may dwell in our land. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Your salvation is near to those who fear you, that the glory may dwell in our land. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Let us pray. God of life, who for our redemption gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection have delivered us from the power of our enemy. Grant us to die daily to sin, that we may evermore live with him in the joy of his risen life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray with confidence as our Savior has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.